want to conclude our service by having you hear the testimonies of two young people, Dan and Jesse. Would you guys come forward, please? We want to rejoice in the work of God in both of these men's lives, and then we get to go down to the pond together and dunk them. Jesse, are you ready?
No.
No? Do you want Dan to go first? Okay.
First, let's give a round of applause for Jesse, just for encouragement. Thank you very much. My life before Christ was not a selfish life, but one that lacked guidance to escape from my own entrapments. I was 21 when I finally broke out of my bubble. I lived in boundaries so I would not have to face opposition in this world. My life would hand me difficulties. Shutting down was usually my response. Turmoil from childhood was my excuse. My fulfillment and happiness came from avoiding challenges and living comfortably in my safe zone. One example of this decision is to move in Los Angeles in 2012. Moving there brought instantaneous merriment and excitement. This amusement did not last long. I moved back home in discouragement. My feeling of failure haunted me for a while. A friend of mine approached me with the news of Christ and the gospel soon after my arrival back in Michigan. He explained the forgiving nature of Christ and that faith alone is what is required for salvation. My response at first was defensive, though. I thought to myself, how can any good deed of mine not be pleasing to God? Works does not earn grace. This is what I had to accept. It took me a year after that to come to grips with my pride. God has seen me through thick and thin. So in the summer of 2013, I gave Jesus my heart. I told him, I am ready to accept his free gift of salvation, and I will repent from my sinful nature. After this, a stillness and meekness came over me. This contentment has expelled my personal boundaries. The Lord has shown me his attributes through Scripture, and I submit to it. I am testifying the astonishing beauty of his ways. Worries of the needs around me are diminishing because they are already taken care of. So I give faith in exchange for grace. This gives us followers power over fleshly shackles, which includes worrying. All the thoughts and actions belong to the one and only Savior who protects us. My life is not a bowl of peaches, nor will it ever be. There will always be comfort in any struggle, though. Our God is sovereign and will give us what we can handle. Matthew 16:25 states, "Whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." This verse is crucial for those who are lost and needs God's grace in this unforgiving world. Jesus accepts all who are seeking him. Thank you very much for listening.
Before I got to know God, I was very simple. I was selfish and rushed through my school. Then one Saturday night, after dinner and talking about God, I wanted to become a Christian so I could go to heaven. Becoming a Christian means admitting that you are a sinner and believing that God sent his son to die on the cross and rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. Then my life started to change. It got harder to eat. It got harder to break bad habits. And I kept sinning. Then when I got older, I wanted to read the Bible and know God. As I kept listening to the sermons in church and I started to understand a little more about Christ and how he gave his life for our sins. God started to make me more excited about reading the Bible and learning about him. I started to take more notes in church and paying attention. Then I wanted to be baptized, but after a lesson in baptism class, I couldn't tell what baptism meant. So I needed to wait until I knew what it meant fully. Baptism means to be put underwater, which symbolizes Jesus dying and being put in the tomb. When you come up, it is like him rising from the dead. When I could tell what it meant to be baptized, I could be baptized. That is how I came to know Christ. Now I can be baptized so people will know I am a Christian.